This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Peter Rosenberg!
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I'm one of the greatest broadcasters on planet Earth.
And I know that's hearsay here. It's
not hearsay, it's not heresy. Hearsay.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Peter is actually off tonight. Andrew Gunling filling in on
that was a shame.
On ENN. Lots of weather happening outside right now. I hope everybody on the roads are being very safe. We start out by saying hello to Michael.
It was Lucas Litke.
And hello to Don.
Squirrel Hunter!
All right, we begin tonight on ENN with a quick look at the NBA playoffs. We've done a lot of Yankees today. We have a little bit more coming up, but NBA playoffs first. Bucks and Hawks in Milwaukee. Series tied 2-2. You can hear it, actually, here on 98.7 ESPN New York at 8:30 after a shortened Carlin. Giannis, as expected, ruled out tonight with the hyperextended knee.
We like to call it skinny Carlin.
More than shortened Carlin?
Yeah.
Okay. A skinnier version of Carlin tonight.
Right.
Off at 8:30. No Giannis tonight. We heard Kendrick Perkins the other day say that right now Chris Middleton is the Batman on this team. I guess nights like tonight, maybe we'll find out a little bit more whether or not that's true. I personally disagree, but if Chris Middleton goes off and puts them up in the series, then maybe I'll have to tip my hat to Kendrick
Perkins.
Well,
I mean, he's Batman because they don't have Batman, so he's just ascended to the role.
Well, he's Batman by default.
But yeah, Batman by default. I don't think that. Even if they make the NBA Finals, I don't think Antetokounmpo is going to play again.
Man. What a shame that would be, obviously, for neutral fans, for the Bucks, and for Giannis, who, even as a two-time MVP, I mean, I don't know. I feel like I'm somebody who kind of beats the drum for him. I feel like he takes a lot of hate because he misses free throws. Granted, he's not good at that, certainly, but I don't know. I have a hard time looking past some of the good things that he does. It would be cool to see him in an NBA Finals and try to write off some of the haters that he has. So hopefully he does come back. Meanwhile, we now know that these teams are battling for the right to face the Suns in the NBA Finals. They beat the Clippers in 6 last night. Good for Chris Paul, age 36, his 16th season. Finally, he's going to be playing for an NBA championship. And it's not like he's doing it the way some 36-year-olds might as a passenger. He had 41 in last night's game, and I believe he did that with 0 turnovers as well in a closeout game, clutch.
I think sometimes we lose sight of how great this guy is. I mean, his numbers are up there with the top 4 point guards of all time. And he's not a big guy. He's about 6 feet. That's it. So he's like on the Allen Iverson level in terms of size. He's one of the best who ever lived, and now he gets to complete another line on the resume, getting to the NBA Finals.
Now, it's not apples to apples because he's played on multiple teams, but I always compared Chris Paul to Alexander Ovechkin. Like, great players, Hall of Fame players, and never even went to a final. And then Ovechkin finally did and won the cup.
You know, people in hockey like to call him Ovi.
That is true.
You know that, yeah.
That is very true. Thank you. Mm-hmm. We'll use that in the future.
Ovi.
And even though Chris Paul wasn't in Phoenix his entire career, maybe his first trip to the final will be that elusive championship.
Yeah.
And you know what's weird, too? I mean, I've heard it from so many different people. He's got $40 million owed to him next year, but he could opt out. And he's told people he's opting out. Now, are there teams that are going to give him $40 million? And, you know, are they going to give him a 3-year deal, take him to a point guard to like 39? Will they do that?
How could the Suns allow him to leave?
But would you give him 3 more years? Would you give him $120 million?
I don't. I off the top of my head, I don't know what the Suns' cap situation is, so I'm not sure. But let's say they win a championship, and he's already proven that, like I said, he's not a passenger as part of this ride. He's maybe the reason that they're doing this. Maybe he would be holding them hostage, but I don't know how the Suns could let him leave if they want to have a chance to go back and have, like, not a dynasty, but like a mini run at this at the end of Paul's career. They have a chance to be in this game. There's no clear favorite moving forward.
Yeah, but Golden State's going to be much better, right?
Yeah, they'll be better. The Lakers will definitely be better as guys get healthy. But the Suns are right there with any of these teams.
Yeah, but if they win the championship, they might be fifth. They might come into fifth in the Western Conference start the season next year, fifth. And you know, before this all happened, right, the Suns were thought of as one of the most dysfunctional franchises in the NBA. Sarver was considered a terrible owner. So, I mean, is he all – and he didn't have a lot of money like other owners. Yeah, is he going to all of a sudden pay that kind of cash to keep a 36-year-old?
But you see, you're looking at it logically, but Andrew's right. If they win the championship, it'd be the first in franchise history, right? He'd be the leader of that, and then to have him walk, it'd be
– Yankees let Matsui walk, and he was the MVP of the World Series.
I mean, but you're talking about the first – this would be – he'd be a forever Sun because he – Barkley couldn't do this, right? They haven't been to a final since 93. They've never won.
Nash couldn't do it.
You know, so, yeah, Yankees, I understand Matsui walked and, you know, but that team had won a bunch of championships. If
Ray
I
Knight.
Remember correctly, 26 of them before that one.
Ray Knight walked.
Yeah, but Ray Knight's not Chris Paul. Listen, it hurt the Mets, though. For a lousy $200,000, they lost their World Series MVP and never really replaced him for years, and that really hurt them in 87. But, you know, Ray Knight was a nice player, Michael, who had a great run. This is a Hall of Fame player that will lead them to their first ever championship and be a big reason for it, I would think.
Also, too, I do wonder if you guys are actually undervaluing how good the Suns are. To say that they'll be fifth entering next season in the West, Devin Booker's 24. DeAndre Ayton's 22. Mikal Bridges is 24. Like, these are guys who you could argue actually have not entered their primes
true,
yet.
But all I'm just saying is that, you know, Denver's close. Utah won the conference during the regular season, right? The Lakers are going to be back. The Warriors are going to be back. The Clippers are going to be back,
yeah,
right, if Kawhi stays. So that's not really being disrespectful to Phoenix. It's being respectful of the level of competition in the West.
The West is loaded. You're absolutely right. Devin Booker, after the game, spoke about what it's like playing with Chris Paul.
We've had our disagreements on the court multiple times, and, you know, it's just those type of competitors, you know, the players that you like. I don't like playing against that guy, but I love him on my team. And Jay Crowder is also one of them. So I've got into it with him. Got into it with him, too. So, but, you know, those are the ones that you want to go to war with.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, speaking of those guys, Chris Paul was involved in an altercation with another one of those guys on the Clippers, Patrick Beverley. He's an incredible irritant. He's been a part of various moments of controversy over the years. He's gone at it with Chris Paul over the course of the series, or at least the four games that Paul has been a part of. And then last night, Paul in the fourth quarter hit a dagger three that pretty much sealed the game. The Clippers called a timeout, and I don't know if you guys saw it, but in the walk back to their benches, Chris Paul and Patrick Beverley kind of crossed paths. And Paul really, he just kind of glanced at Beverley. And in one of the all-time give-it-but-can't-take-it moves, Beverley then shoved Paul from behind as hard as he could. Such a weak move. Here was the ESPN crew reacting to the replay of that incident.
Oh, what? I mean, that's as unsportsmanlike as it gets. Patrick Beverley losing control.
He said something. Paul said something to him, and he reacted inappropriately.
You've been chirping all series
long.
That's
right.
Now's not the time to react that way.
Yeah, it was. And I think Jeff Van Gundy, it looked there when you saw it that maybe Chris Paul said something, but I think they've seen it enough in the time since. I don't think Chris Paul said anything. I think he glanced at him.
Nah, he really could have gotten hurt on that.
Yeah, just from whiplash.
Oh, absolutely. He went down, and wow, that's weird.
If you're not expecting to get pushed like that, yeah, that's...
You know, Paul should employ that same sort of push to the guy who keeps invading his house in the State Farm commercials. You can't let that guy around your kids.
Who, Cliff, is it?
Cliff
Paul?
No. The guy who impersonates him.
Oh my God.
Alfonso, whatever.
Ribeiro, yeah.
Yeah. This guy should be arrested. The FBI should be there.
He's talking
with his kids. You can't have that. I mean, those commercials are so far from reality, it makes me steer away from State Farm.
No, it's not exactly.
That's why I love Geico.
It's scripted, Michael.
Wait.
Look, the other one.
From the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's
Captain Literal Man.
Are you telling me that's not a documentary?
No.
So it's fake.
Yes. Very much so.
Well, you don't like commercials that aren't based in reality either.
No, but there's some that where it's so far-fetched that it's fantasy. But when you're selling a car to say that it could drive in the snow and that even though the school is closed, the father still comes in and says, we're going to school because I'm the one father that can take you to school. I want to go back and revisit the commercial of the frozen children like in The Shining outside of the school that's closed. Just because you're the one father that's got the Audi or whatever that can drive in the snow doesn't mean the school automatically opens.
It's a great point.
That's the reality. See, but you're trying to live in a reality. My car can drive in the snow. Allstate is not trying to sell you that our superstar NBA player can
State
turn
Farm.
State Farm. See, I don't even care. It doesn't work on me. That you can change into a cardboard cutout or that you have a facsimile of yourself invading your home. That's all for fun. But you're selling a car that can drive in the snow.
But how does that open
a school that's closed?
You're selling State Farm insurance, and you have this intruder in your home all the time. What insurance covers you allowing an intruder into your home near your kids?
If it were to happen when he breaks the window with the basketball, you're covered. When he breaks the sunroof in the car, you're covered.
How about when he absconds with one of your children? Now you're not covered. The guy thinks he's Chris Paul. That's my point.
State Farm doesn't offer kidnapping insurance?
No, I don't believe it does.
Well, you don't know that.
I got to check it out. I'll have it tomorrow.
And that should be your issue more than the fact that everything else. But I'm saying that they are trying to make you believe that this car has the power to open a closed school.
This commercial has long bothered Don. Hey,
well, this is going on at least 10 years, Andrew, but tell me I'm wrong.
No, I've always agreed with this take. I remember when you guys also had that, it was like a year-long obsession with the iPad commercial.
Oh, my God.
What's a computer?
Oh, my God, I hate her.
Oh, I hate
What's
that
a computer?
Girl. Hate her.
And I shouldn't hate her. It's her character. So I'm sure she's a lovely girl.
By the way, it was a documentary.
But I'm kind of reminded that there's probably a generation of kids that act that way.
Well, let's say I gave Callie an iPad, right? And I said, do you enjoy your computer? And she goes, what's a computer? I'd take it and I'd smash the iPad on the ground and she'd never have it again. That's how I would react. I would blow the $800 that I spent on the iPad because it would give me satisfaction to stop her snottiness.
Right. Because what you would say to her, it's not what it is, it's now what it was.
What it was, girly.
Right. It's too soon for people to not remember what a computer is. Like, even when I was a kid, no one used typewriters anymore, but I always still knew what a typewriter was.
Of course you do.
Right.
Okay. You've never been that guy. There's a lot of things you've missed just because you're younger than we are. That's going to happen. But you don't discount things. There was a world before 1984.
I love history. Big History Channel viewer, Smithsonian Channel, all of those things.
But you do believe that there's a lot of people that don't think the way you do.
Yes.
Maybe the majority.
Maybe. You could be right. Guys, I know you
Peter.
Talked a, you, you talked a little bit about this earlier, just to revisit it now. Paul Feinbaum earlier today on KJZ talking about the NCAA Board of Directors lifting the policy that prevents college athletes from benefiting financially from their name, image, or likeness. Here is Paul Feinbaum.
Today is the most significant day in the history of the NCAA, and that is not an understatement. Because of what is crumbling today, the model of the NCAA is coming down, and you can never put it back up again. The fact that the NCAA is really worthless after today is also a very significant moment.
Now, this varies a little bit from state to state, but there are certain rules and guidelines that are going to kind of police this if everybody adheres to it. Some of them are the deals that the players sign, schools cannot serve as recruiting inducements, with these deals. Athletes cannot receive benefits without services given, so they'll have to actually do what they're being paid to do. Agents or representation are allowed for these name, image, likeness benefits. Schools cannot be involved in creating opportunities for their athletes, and players cannot promote alcohol, legal drugs like cannabis, tobacco products, adult entertainment, or gambling.
So they could sit there and sign pictures of themselves and make hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Potentially, yes.
Yeah. So, like, let's say Zion Williamson was in school, sets up a table in the campus center, $50 a signature, boom, he's good. Wasn't able to do that before.
But what I like about it is one of the stumbling blocks of what do you pay these guys? Like, what is their actual, like, worth from school to school, position to position, all that? It's difficult to define, right? Because it's not all equal, especially when you have so many teams. But this makes it equal. It's based on your popularity and how well you do on the field, right? So if you're the star, well, then you're going to make more money than the backup quarterback or the third-string wide receiver. And then when they get their opportunity and they start catching touchdown passes and help you win games, then they'll be able to elevate their status.
So one thing that I've wondered about with this, I'm curious what you guys think. The NCAA has obviously fought this. They have not wanted this, and they're finally giving in now. But in a weird way, could this be good for college basketball and college football from a perspective of fringe players who now it seems like everyone decides to go pro? Everybody decides to throw their name in the ring. Could this keep more guys in college for an extra year if all of a sudden they're making decent money while in college and don't feel the need to go out and try to make an NBA roster?
I don't think that you'd make the kind of money that you could make if you turned pro. So these people that are turning pro are delusional, some of them, but most of them are not. They do end up making an NBA roster, so I don't think there's any scenario where they would make more than they would make in the NBA.
There might be some exceptions, but overall I think you're right.
I mean, if a kid could help his parents, like, pay, you know, their rent, and he doesn't, like, want to go and play, you know, in Europe or Japan, maybe that type of player would be able to stay there.
Yeah. But there have been guys that were, especially in football, that were Heisman Trophy winners that you just knew weren't necessarily going to translate to the NFL, right? Like, Tim Tebow was a god in Florida. He might have stayed an extra year, right?
Didn't he stay the whole four?
I think he was there his entire college
right.
career.
So you get a Tim Tebow, like, where just he's a god in his school, but you're not sure that his talents would necessarily translate to the NFL. That's a person that would stay, where otherwise they'd be like, listen, I know I'm going to get drafted, and I know I'm going to get paid, so I'll go.
Well, there you go.
Charlie Ward is another one,
that,
right?
Yeah. Sorry to cut you off, Tom, but that is ENN for tonight. You
know, great job by Andrew. Coming back is Carlin in just a moment. See everybody. Have a great night. Subway Series starts tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.